We have to.
We can't.
He's just going to keep bugging us until he does.
But you know how he gets.
Exactly. I know how he gets. That's why we have to let him do it.
Fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, William Lamb is going rogue.
You're listening to Surfcast. I'm William Lamb, and today is June 28, 2017. This just happened in my office. Hey, I brought my lunch to work this morning, and I thought, man, this would be great. You know, I'll be able to be a productive day, and I'll sit at my desk and eat my lunch and get some work caught up. And this wasn't like bringing a bag lunch. You know, you're going to eat the sandwich, eat the chips, throw it away, and be content. I actually brought a glass container that was microwavable, and I had two pieces of chicken, some green beans, and some potatoes, and man, I was pretty excited about my lunch. Got it out, put it in the microwave in the office, and heated it up. Finished hitting to heat it up and opened the lid. You can see the steam running off of it. Man, I was excited. This is going to be a great lunch. Opened up the drawer where the utensils are to find a fork, and I couldn't find a fork. Looked around and looked under the cabinet for a fork, and I couldn't find a fork. I hollered out to a couple of people in the office, and I said, hey, guys, does anybody know where any forks are in this building? To no avail, everywhere I looked, I was trying to find a fork, and there wasn't one anywhere in this building. Now, I'm not talking about a stainless steel fork. There wasn't a plastic fork. There wasn't a Tupperware fork. There wasn't a wooden fork. There wasn't a stainless steel fork. There wasn't a metal fork. No fork whatsoever. I mean, how do you eat a hot piping lunch without the appropriate utensils? So I opened up the drawer again. I found a knife and I found a spoon, which there were plenty of those, but no forks. And I began to eat my lunch. I realized something. I'm getting easily agitated because I don't have my preferred choice of utensil to eat my lunch with. How ridiculous is that? I mean, seriously, are you kidding me, William? Here I am in my office eating a hot meal when I realize there are plenty of other people who would just be excited to death for the meal I was eating. They wouldn't even care what utensil they've had to use. They just would like the hot meal. And I was easily agitated because I didn't have what I had taken for granted probably 1,000 times before. Now, I've traveled all over the world in my 26 years of travels, and I've seen a lot of places. I've been to a lot of poverty environments. I've seen people to use a leaf, literally, or a small little piece of wood, or in most cases, their hands, to be able to eat their meal because they didn't have the luxury of even a knife or a spoon. And here I am, easily agitated because I didn't have a fork. There's a song that Don Moen used to sing many years ago. And the first line of that song is this: give thanks with a grateful heart. Now, let me confess to you, I really wasn't in a thankful mood because I couldn't find a fork. Matter of fact, I was like, seriously? I mean, why don't we have forks in the building? What seems to be the problem? Now, there's also a scripture that I think is applicable to this. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, give thanks to the Lord. Okay, do I thank the Lord for a fork? Well, now I do. Do I thank the Lord for the actual luxury of being able to heat up a cold meal so that I can have it hot? You betcha. Am I thankful for a place that I can sit at my desk and, you know, have a very nice environment to be able to work and multitask and, you know, have a good lunch? I guarantee it. So I was convicted today because the simple thing in life got me distracted. A simple thing in life, or the lack of a simple thing, somehow caused me to be hesitant and be a little agitated. So let me ask you, where are you at in your journey today? Are the luxuries around you becoming your demise? Is the excess becoming that thing that is frustrating you when it's not readily available to you? Are the things in life that you take for granted, those things that when you identify that they're not there, instead of being thankful for the times you did have them, you expect they should be there, and so maybe a little spirit of entitlement's rising up in you? Yeah, I'm stretching a bit, but I want you to be reminded. Hey, thankfulness is really a choice. Thankfulness is not contingent upon what we have or what we do not have. Thankfulness is a choice to say, Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for what I have. Thank you for my challenges. Hey, I want to make a difference in somebody else's life. So let me begin by saying thank you for my own. Thanks for joining us today on Servcast, and I hope that every time you eat or wherever you're at today, you'll be reminded, hey, God gives it to you so you can give it away. Be a conduit, share, make a difference. Have a great day.
You've been listening to William Lamb Goes Rogue, a Servcast production. The thoughts and opinions on William Lamb Goes Rogue are those of William alone. Really, they're absolutely only his opinions because we've let him do his own thing. Thank you for listening.